Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Basus. Leading off today, a pair of new reports from DigiTimes this morning claim to offer new details on production timelines for the Apple Watch Series 7 and the M1X MacBook Pros. DigiTimes says that ongoing supply chain shortages continue to impact Apple's plans for the mini LED 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros. As of right now, Apple is hoping to begin mass production sometime in October, but those plans could be delayed even further to November. This lines up with previous reporting from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, who said in July that the new MacBook Pros are slated for a launch between September and November. So today's report from DigiTimes indicates that we can expect it towards the latter end of that timeline. Meanwhile, the Apple Watch Series 7 is reportedly slated to ramp up production at the end of September. This comes after Bloomberg reported earlier this week that Apple Watch suppliers have faced production issues due to the new design of the Series 7. So what remains unclear is what these delays mean for availability and announcement of the Apple Watch Series 7. It had been widely expected that the Apple Watch Series 7 would be announced this month alongside the iPhone 13, but if suppliers aren't scheduled to ramp up production until the end of September, it could mean that we are waiting until October or even November to officially see the Apple Watch Series 7. In other news today, a new report from The Information says that Apple's anticipated virtual reality and augmented reality headset will need to be wirelessly tethered to an iPhone or other nearby device to unlock most of its features. So this means the headset will not be able to operate independently of your iPhone, similar to the early versions of the Apple Watch. The report says that Apple completed work last year on the chip and the physical design for the headset, and it's now ready for trial production. Apple is reportedly working with longtime partner TSMC to manufacture the processors, but things are still at least a year away for mass production. The processor inside is said to not be as powerful as the ones Apple uses in the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and it specifically is said to lack the artificial intelligence and machine learning capabilities, which have become commonplace in Apple's processors for other devices. The headset is meant to communicate wirelessly with a host device, presumably your iPhone, that will handle the more powerful computing required to display virtual, mixed, and augmented reality images. Apple is also near finishing the design of the image sensor and display driver for the headset, which is currently described as, quote, unusually large. As of right now, Apple is expected to unveil its mixed reality headset as early as 2022, while it has more ambitious plans for AR glasses at some point further down the line. We're sponsored this week by Basus and the company's new 10,000 mAh portable MagSafe charger and power bank. Exclusively designed for the iPhone 12 MagSafe charging system, the Basus portable charger and power bank features 18 magnets to ensure you locate the perfect charging spot, while the 10,000 mAh battery allows you to fully charge an iPhone 12 up to 2.4 times. And in comparison to Apple's own MagSafe battery pack for iPhone 12, you get over 6 times the capacity for half the price at $49. The Basus charger also supports wired charging, giving you 20 watts of fast charging for Samsung devices, other Android devices, and of course other Apple products. With both USB-A and USB-C ports, you can also fast charge up to 2 devices simultaneously. You can head to the show notes below to get a special deal on the Basus MagSafe charger and power bank when you use the code 9to5MacBase at checkout. Rounding out today, after complaints from developers and an investigation by the Japan Fair Trade Commission, Apple has announced a major change to its App Store guidelines. Apple says it will finally let developers of certain applications redirect users to sign up for services on websites instead of using Apple's in-app purchase system. The announcement comes after an investigation by the Japan Fair Trade Commission, which had been looking into Apple's allegedly anti-competitive practices since 2019. Apple says the changes apply to, quote, reader applications, which are applications that offer content subscriptions for digital magazines, newspapers, books, audio, music, and video. Apple says, quote, because developers of reader apps do not offer in-app digital goods and services for purchase, Apple agreed with the Japan Fair Trade Commission to let developers of these applications share a single link to their website to help users set up and manage their account. End quote. The App Store guidelines will be updated in early 2022 when these changes to subscription and in-app purchase rules will take effect. The company says it will continue to promote its own payment system as the most efficient and secure option, but again, it will no longer prevent developers from linking users to an external website to make purchases. So take Netflix, for example. Currently, when you open the Netflix application today, all you see is the option to sign in to your account. And if you don't already have a Netflix account, you can't sign up for the service in-app, and Netflix is not allowed to link out to Netflix.com to make it easy for users to sign up for new accounts. But once these changes go into effect in early 2022, Netflix will be able to add a button in its application to take you to Netflix.com to sign up for an account. This is a major change to Apple's in-app purchase system, even though it applies only to certain types of applications. We've got a closer look at what this could mean at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.